I just slipped through an exam, and you're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We are here with Thomas Katsaris from the band Twine over in Adelaide, here to talk about their new single, Future Exhales, Mordena. Thomas, how you doing?
Good morning. Hey, either or. I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm chill, man. The weather's a little bit tricky over here. It's planning on like staying a little bit sunny, but also a little bit cloudy, a little bit cold, possibly rainy. What's happening over in Adelaide?
It's cold. It's 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm sitting by the heater.
Nice.
Keeping warm. Nice. I'm keeping toasty.
Mm-hmm. You got one of those classic little space heaters?
Little bar heater. Little Enko Kmart. Mm-hmm. Cheap. Does the job,
man. Like, I'm not a big fan of Kmart, but some of this stuff actually works pretty well, you know?
No way am I saying I'm a Kmart super fan. I don't know how I got this. I didn't even buy it, but it's the brand.
Mm-hmm. It just appeared.
Yeah, it just appeared.
Crack it. Well, we're here to talk about your band's new single, Future Exhales. It's been just over a year since your last single, My God, dropped. How has that time been treating you?
Yeah, it's been good. There's a lot of... did a lot of touring. I think the time between songs was not meant to be so long. It just ended up that way. I think we sort of rushed in putting out My God before we had all these other tracks ready, but it's been a good year. Done a lot of shows, a lot of touring. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
awesome. Well, speaking of touring, you played at Camp Aloham near Pōneke earlier in the year. How was that experience?
It was amazing. I think it was like the best festival or community event I've ever been involved in or been to. I was just blown away by every band or artist I saw play there. It was like this crazy, it's like a curated festival to my taste, which I thought was more niche to myself, but it's actually not. It was just a festival for good music like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, loved it. Mm-hmm. It was all the stages as well. It was like playing in like the small noisy room, and then there was the outdoor square stage. It's crazy. Dream stuff.
Mm-hmm. What stage did you play at?
I did them all. Like, it was like over the 2 weeks. So we did like that square stage, which was like playing in the round on a square stage outside. And the lights were crazy. There's also the noisy room, which was just like essentially like a living room where everyone packed in. Mm-hmm. And that was awesome. That was like, playing in like a YouTube video that I'd watch.
Nice. Sounds like a really fun time. Was that your first time over in Aotearoa, New Zealand?
Yeah, it was.
Nice. It's that's awesome. What did you make of the country?
Ah, beautiful. Had a lovely, lovely time. We like didn't get to the South Island, which is unfortunate. But like, we drove down from Auckland to Wellington. It's beautiful, such a nice drive.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was so nice, so lovely. I really want to come back.
Nice. Yeah, I think like the difference between New Zealand and Australia isn't really that big. It's like, oh, you've got different chip brands, you know?
Yeah.
Like slightly hotter, slightly colder.
yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah. All right, we're here to talk about the new track, Future Exhales, which is centered on wanting to improve your health after suffering a car crash and really realizing how damaging a nicotine addiction is. Is there anything that you've done to improve your general health, and were there any specific health aspects that you really wanted to focus on?
I'm pretty bad with your health thing. I think
me too.
I've been trying to quit smoking, and I have been making baby steps getting there. I think when I wrote this song, I thought that I'd done it, like I'd quit. I was like using it as some sort of reason to, like, this would mean that I had to if I wrote something. Mm-hmm. But we're getting there. I've started riding my bike to places, getting a bit more exercise in, which I think is good. The health part of the song is just like, just trying to be healthy, I guess.
And it is a hard journey.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just all about like, like you say, like changing patterns, like starting to ride your bike a little bit more, maybe only smoke, maybe try and bring it down to like after work once or something. You know, it's all about find like little new rituals to establish.
Totally.
You know, yeah. And that's easier said than done, obviously. But carpi on trying, it's a very, very tricky thing to catch, to quit nicotine addiction. The music video for the track is really fun. It centers on your playing in a garage with lots of really fast edits, a lot of contrast and blacks and whites, and then some really intense live music, glitchy visuals. And at the end, there's this 20 second period of darkness. What's the meaning with that?
I didn't make the music video.
Oh, true.
That's open to interpretation. Mm-hmm. I think it's a reflection time at the end of the song to take it in.
Yeah. True. To just sit with what you've seen.
Yeah, you're supposed to see yourself in the black screen reflection.
And the health messages now on the listener to improve.
Exactly.
I dig that. Your band is kind of, I don't know what the term is. There's a lot of different genres to ascribe to your band. But, I think one of the really interesting terms I found is country gaze, because it's got what, like a drummer, couple of guitars, bassist, and then violinist.
Yes.
And you all make a heck of a lot of noise. When you're playing live, how do you amplify the violin to make sure it doesn't get drowned out by the feedback noises and other associated loud noise?
The violin just... Tia just plays through a DI, so it's just straight into the DI at the venue and just through the speakers. Surprisingly, I feel like it practices, and when we jam, it can be a bit hard to get a balance, but I think we've been pretty good live to keep the violin cutting through. I mean, it kind of also depends on the sound tech, but when they're on and they get it, it's kind of the main thing. As long as people sort of understand what we're trying to go for and that it is, like, you know, loud and quiet, it's pretty classic, but, you know, that helps a lot in balancing it all out.
For sure, man. I really, really appreciate the violin on it because it adds, like, quite a bit of... melody, I guess, to what a bit of contrast sonically to all the like it's a good time. It's a real good time. Have you got any more material dropping in 2024?
So we should have an album coming out in November, which is not proper announced or anything because we're still slightly figuring all of it out, but yeah, it's all there. We've had it for quite a while, so keen to get it out.
Are you going to be using the other four singles that you've dropped, like My God, Same Old Problems, Cleaner, and Sea Change? Will they also be on the record?
I think My God will be, but none of the others, no. So, yeah.
A lot of new material, then. That's really exciting.
Yeah. Keen to get it out. It's been an age... I've been sitting on it for quite a while.
It happens with a lot of musicians, man. You just like make things and like, oh. Just kind of forget about it in a way, and then,
Oh, no, I just laughed.
All right. Lastly, while I have you this morning, I got a question for you. Have you got any more plans to return to Aotearoa for another wee jaunt? Maybe to the South Island this time?
Yeah, I think we're... hopefully in like January or February, I think we're going to try next year. I think, try and do a tour for the album, and yeah, really want to come back, so trying to book all that and plan it accordingly. Yeah, but also don't hold me to that, because who knows what will happen. Nothing's confirmed.
is it going to be a Twine summer? Is that what the kids are going to be saying?
It might be. That could be. It could. It could, you know, never say never. Could very well happen.
Never say never, which is, who said that originally? I'm going to give this a Google. Never say never quote. Who said that originally? I don't know. I think it's just one of those things.
Yeah, I don't know if you can pinpoint it.
It's like how, do you remember, were you, remember in like 2013 when the Fine Brothers, that YouTube channel that did like the React channel, when they tried to copyright the word React?
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they tried to. It didn't get very far.
Damn. Are they still going?
They are, but oh my god, their view count is like in the really, really, really bad at the moment.
I felt, yeah, those videos is like a bad, it's a bad depression time from watching like elderly reacts.
Yeah. I like how we like elders react to like something clearly offensive, and some of them will be like, that's horrible. The others will be like, no, that's okay.
Yeah, it's all it is. It's insane.
It's so silly. Like when they react to Kendrick Lamar and they're like, that's not music. Ah.
Yeah. No, it's like, yeah, they, of course they're not gonna. And there's all the ones that play GTA for some reason.
Oh, yeah, that one I actually kind of mess with. It's real fun. Anyway, enough Fine Bros chat. Thank you very much for joining me on this very chill morning, Thomas. Tom.
Nice.
It was great yawning to you.
All good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, of course. Alrighty, that was Tom Katsaris from the band Twine, which you can find their track Future Exhale on Spotify right now. Go do it. I mean, we're going to play it for you right now, so you don't have to do it right now, but you know, in the next couple of days, give it a listen. Here's Twine with Future Exhales. You're listening to The One in the Loop, coming up very shortly. See you soon.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast, but find more at r1.co.nz.